Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascape.
Now also open for dinner Thursdays to Sundays, 6 till 9pm.
A week after picking up a Golden Globe, Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was named the Best Picture at the 25th Annual Critics' Choice Award on Sunday. Now many of the artists who won Golden Globes last week were back on stage accepting awards again, including Joaquin Phoenix for Joker, Renee Zellweger for Judy, Laura Dern for Marriage Story, and Brad Pitt for his role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. On the TV side, Fleabag was named Best Comedy Series, while Succession won for Best Drama Series. Eddie Murphy was honoured by Keegan-Michael Key with a Critics' Choice Lifetime Achievement Award.
Being able to make a living as an actor is a privilege and a blessing. Make your living, making people laugh is... You're the luckiest person on earth to be able to do that. And I got to do so many different types of things. I've played everything. I've been a cop and a robber and a doctor and a professor and different ethnicities and animals. I've been a donkey. I even played a spaceship once. That's the one thing when young actors come up to me on the street and they say, do you have any advice? I say, never play a spaceship.
The Oscar nominations are finally out, with Joker being nominated for a whopping 11 nods, including Best Picture, Best Actor for Joaquin Phoenix, and Best Director and Adapted Screenplay. The Irishman, 1917, and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood tied for second with 10 noms apiece, all up for Best Picture and Best Director. Also up for Best Picture, Ford vs. Ferrari, Jojo Rabbit, Little Women, Marriage Story, and Parasite.
Nominated for Best Actor alongside Joaquin Phoenix are Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Adam Driver for Marriage Story, and surprise nominations for Antonio Banderas in Pain and Glory and Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes. Can Renee Zellweger hit the trifecta? Well, she's already won a Golden Globe and the Critics' Choice. Can she score an Oscar for Judy? She's up against Charlize Theron for Bombshell, Saoirse Ronan for Little Women, Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story, who is also nominated for Best Supporting Actress in Jojo Rabbit, and Cynthia Erivo for Harriet.
But apparently, Ali, a few snubs this year.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez snubbed for her acclaimed role in Hustlers. Plus, Uncut Gem star Adam Sandler and Dolemite Is My Name's Eddie Murphy were also overlooked. Did Adam Sandler really think he was going to get an Oscar nomination? Like, really? Really? Bless him. Most shocking snub, though, was Frozen 2, which was not nominated for Best Animated Movie, but did receive a nomination for Best Song for Into the Unknown. And composer John Williams broke his own record when he scored a Best Original Score nod for Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker. It's his 52nd Oscar nomination, the most of all living nominees.
Yeah, the guy's a freak.
In a good way.
Yeah.
The 92nd Academy Awards air February 10 from LA.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.